Hello everyone, it is that time again, time to record, and I'm actually not alone in the house right now, and so I'm in my closet, which I've talked to some of you. You know that when people are home, I go in the closet so that no one can hear me, hopefully. Yeah, so that's where I am. Still, I'm not really sure what I'm gonna do today, but I would really love to have an orgasm or 19. So, I have my clit sucker that I almost said the name of. And I'm taking it out of the bag. And I also, excuse me. I'm not gonna edit that out, so apologies. I also have my glass toy because I got some really good squirting advice this past week, and I just, work has been like actually hell on earth, in a good way. I really like my job. You know what? I can talk about this while I'm like holding a toy on my clit. But I wanted to keep my undressing noises in. So I will take my pants off, take my underwear off. I'm leaving my socks on. I hope that's not a deal breaker. I love socks. I love wearing socks. I don't know what it is. And yes, if you let me, I will leave them on during sex. And you can leave yours on too. I'm not picky about it. Okay. There she is. Oh, so good. I love this fucking thing. Okay. I've been using this a lot. I feel like maybe it would have been wise to charge it ahead of time. So I like have room in this closet, but like not that much room. Okay. Oh, okay, there it is. Okay, so this is level one, which is like, I know the like new clit sucker audio was a long time ago, but I like really haven't used level one much, so I do remember that it was surprising because it started off like whatever. And I remember thinking that, like, I wasn't gonna come. And then being, like, very surprised because I could actually have come from it. I don't remember if I did or not. I don't think I did. I think I had to bump it up. It is very nice. I might make the same mistake again. I still don't know if it would make me come. But I also don't know if this is functioning at, like, a high percentage of battery. Probably not. I'm gonna turn it up to level two. I didn't have any... Oh! Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. I didn't have any, like, plans for this audio. Work has been really stressful, like real life work, and I genuinely love my job. I have so much fun doing the work I do. It's just like an office job, but it is like a field that I'm very interested in, and like work that I really love. But we're just so busy. And I'm like really, really struggling to keep up. And so that's like, I tried to relax as much as I could this weekend, but oh my God, I'm like bumping into like the closet door. This is insane. I don't have enough space in here. I feel like, oh, that feels good. I feel like I've started to say so many things and I've not finished any of them, which is kind of how it goes in real life when you're talking to me. So that's that. I feel like this is like not working either. This has got to be dying. I'm turning it up to like a higher. Oh, okay, so number three is, this is the third setting. And this one is magic because there have been so many times where I've been like, like I'll put it on my clit and I'll be like, I don't really like think I'm gonna come like this, or like I'm not really that turned on, and it literally like this is gonna sound weird because it's the name of the toy, but it like sucks the orgasm out of me. Like I can just feel like everything in my body just like tensing up and like twisting and like curling itself into an orgasm. And oh my God, this is like such a good setting when I'm like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. And it's like, watch me make you feel it. I also came so hard last night, like two separate times. So I feel like I got, I feel like I got it out of my system as I'm like jerking in preparation for this new orgasm to hit me. Oh God. So I was briefly considering like, oh, since I don't know what to do, should this be the one where I just like come to all the settings of this toy? I feel like one and two have to be skipped though, because it just takes so long. Like if this was at 100% battery, I probably could get there on setting one. And if I was like really turned on and like ready to go, which is like truthfully what was happening to me last night. I just like went through the whole day and my body was just like, I felt like there was like an electric current coming off of me because I just like needed to touch myself. I also feel like it's not helping being in this like closet. It's not ideal to come in a closet. Although we've probably all been there. I've had closet sex before. You know what? I feel like I should do an impromptu How I Like It. I started that series. Oh, fuck. I started that series. I did two, I think, topic episodes about, like, how I, oh my God, how I like to be eaten out and how I like to give a blow job. And I was always thinking like, oh, I'll do a third one or a fourth one or a fifth one. And it just didn't happen because I had like other ideas, but I guess this is why you bank ideas. So took a lot of yapping to get here, but maybe I'll do that just like off the cuff. Oh my God, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna stick with this setting and I'm gonna try to come on the next setting and the next setting until I cannot come anymore. So buckle up, might be a long audio. Oh my God, fuck me. Yes. Oh shit. So the next how I like it topic was gonna be me talking about how I like to be fucked. I feel like that would be fun to talk about. Oh, wow, this is building so nicely. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm so torn. Like, do I want to come now and then talk about it? Or do I want to hold out since I'm planning on having many orgasms? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I will say, if I can talk. Holy goddamn. My favorite position to be fucked in is doggy style, like proper doggy style, like on my hands and knees, not prone, not like laying on my stomach, like proper hands and knees. I feel like that gives you so much access to like things I like. Like, I love like this feels really good. I love my hair pulled. Like, I'm like gesturing with my hands as though you can see me, but like if you are like fucking me doggy style, you can reach my clit, you can put your hand around my throat, which I fucking love, and you can squeeze. Like, I am a safe word type of person because I like if the sex isn't entering territory where like a safe word would be necessary or possibly necessary, then like I'm not gonna say I get bored. I don't get bored. I love sex. I love having sex. I rarely come during sex, but it is still, like, such an enjoyable experience, and it is, like, whether I'm coming or not, like, it feels good to be fucking railed. Oh, this feels so good, but, like, I'm not coming. Oh my God, even when I laugh, it, like... Okay, you know what? We're gonna get over the hurdle. And then maybe I'll come faster the next time. I feel like I just, like... Okay, so, like, you've seen my legs. They're very long. I'm, like, having trouble, like, figuring out where to put them in this closet. All right, so now, like, I'm laying on my back. I brought pillows in here. I, like, put a robe down on the ground so that I'm not just, like, laying on the hardwood floor. And, so I tried to make myself, like, as comfortable as possible. But now I have my, like, legs in like butterfly position, so like my feet are touching each other, and that seems to be working. I should have planned and I should have charged this. Oh my god, but it feels so fucking good. Okay. I think I'm gonna break the rules. I'm gonna break my rules. I'm gonna go up one higher. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Oh fuck. Oh, that feels good. I can't tell if this is like strictly sucking or if it's like vibrating too. Oh my god. I came on a new setting last night and it was like one of the ones that's like bzz, 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 which like I don't usually use. Hopefully you know what that means. Usually I'm just like a straight shooter. Oh my god, like it's just like one setting. You do that the whole time. But I came on like one of the buzz ones last night and it was so good. Oh. Okay, here we go. Talking about being fucked, okay? This is why I prefer sex that, like, requires a safe word. Or at least, like, a safe word discussion. Whether we use it or not is, like, up to us. Or up to me, because I am the submissive one. I just love to be in a position where, like, or like I could be submissive. It's just like, oh my god, it's such a turn on for me. So if you put a hand around my throat, you can squeeze. Obviously, like, don't kill me. I don't want to actually like I'm not into like asphyxiation, but you don't have to just like touch my neck. Like, you can hold on to my neck. I love my hair pulled. Love my hair pulled. Especially like, again, in doggy style, where you can like grab like a whole like handful of it. Or like a ponytail of it. Like, not in a ponytail. Do you hear how fucking wet I am? Oh my god. Talking about this. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna add this glass toy. And the clit sucker's coming back, but I want this here. Oh my god, that feels really good. It's like one of those times where it's like, hold on. Wow, goddamn. We're going on 20 minutes and I haven't come yet, and I feel like that's a crime, a travesty. Mentioned being railed, and I love that. I love being fucked really hard. as you can tell by the wetness. Okay, so paint a picture and go over all the things we've discussed. So I am on all fours. Anywhere really, or like bent over like the arm of a couch, or like the back of a couch, or like anywhere that I can be bent over the bed. But like, if I had to like choose a favorite position, it's definitely doggy style. So we'll paint a picture of me on all fours on the bed. You on your knees behind me. I love when like my hips are being held. Both of your hands are on either of my hips, because I really love to just be fucked so hard. So like, fast, slow, I don't care. If it's hard, I love it. So with your hips, or my hips, with your hands on my hips, you can like thrust into me and also like pull me back into you. And that always feels so good. Oh my god. I feel like I get too cocky because I'm like, I'm gonna have so many orgasms and I'm gonna like take my time and I'm gonna like come so hard over and over again, and then it takes me like, okay, I wasn't set up for success, but then it takes me like so long to come just once, and I'm like, okay, like how long am I gonna make you sit here listening to me? I am still gonna like pump this glass toy in and out of me though, because it feels really good. And I feel like it's giving really good wet sounds. I might have to have like a part two of how I like to be fucked. Oh, this feels really good. Okay, so I came talking about how you're holding both of my hips and just like slamming into me. You know, like people talk about how they don't like to be, I think they call it like a jackrabbit fucking. I don't mind that. I gotta be honest. Like, I like to be fucked really hard, and I'm okay with that. I mean, purposefully, like you have to be actually doing it. Oh my god, I'm like, can't even keep this toy in myself. I'm so wet. Listen to this. Yum. Again, nobody here to just like lick this up for me, and I feel like that's such a waste. Like all of this cum is just like just here. Oh my god. Oh, this still feels really good. Yeah, so I guess when people refer to like jackrabbit fucking, they're just like, it's just like, I don't know. I have no idea, because I have never been fucked really hard and not enjoyed it. And I know that it's not just about, like, fucking someone hard, but, like, fucking someone, like, fast and hard, like, in and out. And I also like that. So, oh my God. Listen to this. If I keep doing this, will I squirt? Keep doing it. Oh my God. I think this is the, like, oh my God, did I squirt? No way. Holy shit. I think I might have. There's like... What? I can't tell. Okay, so I feel like if I had squirted, I probably would have squirted more than just like a little bit. But there's wetness. It's like... Oh my God. I think maybe I did it. I don't know. If you're thinking maybe you did it, does that mean like you didn't do it? It's definitely like on places on my hands where like my hands were not touching. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say that maybe I did a little bit. I'm soaking wet. And I have just, it's like all over my hands. So, oh my God. I'm not going to count this as my official first time, but maybe like half of my first time. This is what I was hoping would happen. I'm so happy. What a good start to the week. Thanks for being here on this journey with me. If this isn't a good ending place, I don't know what is. Have a lovely week. I may or may not have a Halloween script fill coming out to celebrate. Not my first time squirting, but to celebrate. Oh my God. I had to have squirted. I just like laid back down and this is like, this is all wet. Oh my God. I think I squirted. I have to tell everyone. And this is like the kind of thing that you can't just, I can't post about this on Instagram. Holy shit. Oh my God. Like the day cannot get any better from here. It's Sunday night. I'm going to bed. This is the best news. Oh, I can't. Everyone have a great week. Oh my God. I'm so happy.